Welcome and happy Tuesday. I'm Wendy Douglas, and this is 10 Minute Tuesdays, where we're bringing you news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage. We'll give you all we can in less than 10 minutes. With that, we're going to invite you to send your news, events, and photos to info@carthagenewsonline.com. The more photos you send to us, the less you'll see of us. We're really excited, and we hope to share some photos of your kids in action and just share more community news with the community. So with that, we'll get started with our headlines this week. First of all, we have Jasper County voter turnout, and it was 64%. That's down a little bit from what the state reported at 70% voter turnout. However, it was a significant increase in absentee ballots. Charlie Davis from the Jasper County Clerk's Office reported over 4,000 absentee ballots were submitted in 2016 compared to 12,000 submitted this year. So congratulations to all the Missourians who were able to safely vote. Additionally, on November 11th, which is Wednesday, we have Veterans Day. We do have a variety of services and opportunities for veterans, and we encourage you to go out and thank veterans as well. In our Wish Book on Sunday, we featured Veterans Day services and information. So with that, I will say one of the opportunities you have to reach out to your veterans is to encourage them to contact the Carthage Veterans of Foreign War Post 2590. The VFW actually has a lot of activities to keep veterans engaged, but also offers some support and services for veterans. Additionally, we have some free services from area retailers and restaurants. Specifically, I've seen a lot about Big Ben's Barbecue offering a free pulled pork sandwich and meal to veterans on Veterans Day. Also, McDonald's is providing coffee and other opportunities. And Tommy's Express Car Wash in Joplin is offering a car wash. Nationally, I've seen some news about Casey's General Store offering coffee, Cracker Barrel Old Country Store, Denny's, Little Caesars Pizza, Logan's Roadhouse, Starbucks, TA Shopping Centers, and Texas Roadhouse. So if you're a veteran, go out there and enjoy your day. We really thank you for your service. Also, on Carthage News Online, we have the White Pages offered by our state senator, Bill White. That includes some opportunities and additional information for veterans. And with that, we are going to introduce David.
Here's a look at what's going on in news and sports this week. Jasper County Sheriff's Office has a new canine named Arner. He's a Belgian Malinois and was purchased from proceeds donated by the RVS Foundation. Arner is named after the late Sergeant Scott Arner, who was a 13-year vet of the Jasper County Sheriff's Office and sadly passed away in the line of duty on January 4th of 2002. The Jasper County Extension Council is seeking candidates for their council. You can find out more details on the Carthage Press Facebook page and CarthageNewsOnline.com. In weather, a cold front is expected to move in today. No thank you. Not interested. And it's going to bring in 30 to 35 mile per hour winds with some rain and temperatures dipping into the 30s overnight. Again, no thank you. We've been pretty lucky. It's been mild, really nice weather out there. So I guess it's kind of expected. So be careful out there on the roads in high-profile vehicles as those winds could blow you over. So just be careful out there. Over in sports, Carson Murray with the Carthage Bass team placed first overall in the middle school division tournament Sunday at Lake of the Ozarks. He also took away big bass honors at 4.89 pounds. It's pretty good size. On Saturday in the PTA division tournament, Murray and his boat captain, Josh Beck, finished 10th overall at 105 boats. It's a lot of boats. Great finish, guys. Way to represent Carthage. Incidentally, this was Carson's first tournament on the Carthage Bass team. So great job, Carson. Way to represent Carthage there. Good job, Coach Beck. Doing good things with those kids, so keep it up. Mesha Cross Country Championship was on Saturday. Junior Marquis Strickland finished 62nd in a time of 16 minutes 46 seconds, and senior Malcolm Robertson was 94th at 17:14. So good job there. The 2020 All-COC softball team was selected recently. That is voted on by the coaches. Representing Carthage is first team Landry Cochran and Michaela Jennings. Second team is Natalie Rodriguez and Jensen Elder. So good job there, ladies. Way to represent as well. And then football. Carthage football defeated Branson Friday 55-35. I was way off on my prediction, like way off. I said 35-14 on Friday. Super wrong. I got 35 right. Wrong team, and then just totally off. So I'll take the blame on that one, on missing the projection there. The good thing is we won, so that's amazing. And we'll face Webb City in the district finals Friday at home. Excuse me, at home. So I hope everyone comes out, represents Carthage, Tiger Blue, face paint. You know, let's do it. Let's represent. Let's beat Webb City and let's move on. And then I just want to take a second to thank Jeff Hodkin over at American Family Insurance. He has been a sponsor of Carthage News Online and the Carthage Press since the inception of Carthage News Online. And he is very, very helpful in providing news, sports, obituaries, other items to the Carthage community. So thank you, Jeff, for sponsoring there. And they also moved to a new location. They're at 800 South Garrison. Swing by, tell them David sent you from Carthage News, and just stop in and say hi. Talk to him. So thanks, and we'll see you on Friday and hope you have a great week.
Thank you, David. And finally, this week, November is Diabetes Awareness Month. And that was something that we discussed last Friday on Virtual Carthage. We actually met with Children's Mercy Hospital to talk about some of the early warning signs. We specifically talked about type 1 diabetes. And I wanted to share some of those warning signs with you as well. When looking for type 1 diabetes, that's usually also called juvenile diabetes. Some of the warning signs include excessive thirst, frequent urination, sudden weight loss, constant hunger, blurry vision, numbness and tingling in the hands and feet. Feeling very tired, I find, is a very popular issue. Also, dry skins, wounds that heal slowly, or more infections than usual. One of the things that Children's Mercy Hospital mentioned to us on Virtual Carthage last Friday is that a lot of children that present with these also have signs of flu-like symptoms, such as nausea and things like that, when they present to the hospital. Additionally, along those lines, we have information from Carthage, from Joplin Community Clinic, and the community clinic actually is offering flu immunizations Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. Those are in Joplin, but they're free flu immunizations. So if you haven't had a chance to get your flu shot yet, it's a great time to get out and consider getting immunized from the flu. Take care of yourself. And with that, that's going to wrap it up for this week. And I'm just going to remind you again to send your ideas to info@CarthageNewsOnline. We would love to have more news to share with the community. So if you have some ideas, if you have a news release, or you want something to share, we're happy to feature that in this segment. Thank you.